1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
There's an organization called Mothers with Sons that apparently was started as a response, or was inspired by Marilyn Walker's support for her son, John Walker Lynn. And this organization is run out of Western Estates. Bobby Dooley joins us from Western Estates, the chairperson for Mothers with Sons. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Phil.
Where are you this evening?
Phil, we're very excited. We're at the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill in Western Estates. And my husband Steve and I are here having dinner this evening. We've had a very exciting week. We did have some comments to give to the press about the establishment of our organization, Mothers with Sons, and we're really excited about what we can do to support our boys. People don't know what it's like to be a mother and how we worry for our boys and how we see the world treat them badly. And
well, you don't think John Walker was treated badly by the world, do you?
I don't know. I don't judge other mothers. I just know that his mother, Marilyn, stands up for him. And we do believe that a boy's mother is his best friend. And when the world is ready to cast him away, a boy's mother, I think, stands tall.
Can you tell us who Catherine Neal is?
Catherine approached us for membership.
And she was not allowed into your organization, right?
Well, Phil, there's nothing really secret about it. She tried very hard, but we explained to her Mothers with Sons was for... It's an organization for mothers who have sons that are very attractive to girls, sons who are very popular, sons who are always in demand, sons that are constantly being asked out by girls or who are on the football team. And Catherine's boy, Sean, really didn't qualify for that. We did ask her to come back next year, but he has, he's not a very popular boy. He does have some acne.
So this is an organization of boys who are elite or something.
No, Phil. It's an organization of mothers who have sons that are being chased by girls or are being chased to be on the football team or are very popular. We don't want our boys exploited by these girls, especially. We're trying to protect our boys from these Britney Spears types. We've had some bad experiences. There are a lot of girls today, teenage girls. I'm sure there are a lot of mothers listening. They know who I'm talking about. Some of them are their daughters. They dress like this young Miss Spears, very inappropriately. Lowered tops, spiked heels, clothing that you'd only see on an adult woman. My son had a run-in with one of them, and we had to talk to the police about it. But she had teased him. She'd asked him out, and my son Dylan said to me that she wouldn't stop teasing him, and he went ahead and did it. And I explained to the police officer...
Went ahead and did what?
Well, he had sex with her.
And well, you why did the police bring him home?
There was a misunderstanding, that's all, about it. And I really want to talk to you about some of the positive aspects of Mothers with Sons, if that's all right.
No, you've got my curiosity. Your son... is a popular boy?
He's very good-looking. He's a very handsome young man. He plays basketball. He's got a lot of girls calling here all the time. This one young lady, her name is Mandy Connors. She affects all the Britney Spears wear. And the.
All right, so she dresses with tight pants and all this.
Yes.
And why was your son out on a date with her?
She asked him out, and she came to the door, and she was very provocative. And when the police brought them back, they explained to me that she had some bruising. And I said, well, that I know he didn't do to her. My boy wouldn't do that. And
Bobby, are you hearing what you're saying? You're saying your son went out with a girl, forced sex on her, she had bruising.
No, my boy does not force any sex on anyone. She was dressed very provocatively, and he told me he went ahead and did it.
He went ahead and did it, meaning
he went ahead and put it in. But that's only because she wanted it.
Well, the girl that you're talking about, her parents claim that your son attacked her.
It was Mandy Connors who pushed him to it.
And the parents of this Connors girl claim that your son...
You know something, Phil? I went over to Sue Ann and Tim's house I brought over a bundt cake. Steve was able to get some tickets to Neil Diamond. It was a big misunderstanding, and we are talking to the girl about it. And, in fact, right now Steve is with Mandy. We have a boat up at Lake Castaic, and so he's talking to her. And
Steve is who? Is your husband?
He's my husband, yes. And he's with Mandy right now at our lake on our boat. And some of the other boys are going to go up later. So they're going to get together and talk to her and straighten her out a little bit, because she's messing with my boy's reputation. And that's why Mothers with Sons is such a great organization. We don't stand by and excuse the language, Phil, while some Britney Spears wannabe slut tries to take...
Well, all right, maybe I'm missing something. If your son attacked her...
It was a big misunderstanding. My boy didn't attack anyone. My boy, Phil, is a good-looking boy, and he's very popular. He didn't attack anyone. This slut came to the door dressed as Britney Spears.
Well, all right, you call her a slut, but you're talking to her parents. It sounds like you're a little bit conflicted.
I feel very badly for my son, yes. But we do feel badly for the girl, and that's why my husband is talking with her right now.
All right, I want to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. With me is Bobby Dooley. She is at the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill tonight, talking about her organization called Mothers with Sons, which apparently is an organization of women who have sons that are very, very popular, Bobby?
That's correct, yes.
Good-looking boys who are popular with girls, and there's a lot of pressure on them to date a lot of the girls, and there's a lot of pressure on them to be on the football team. They're kind of the big men on campus, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't put it that way, no. No, they're just very popular boys.
All right. And your organization helps these boys get through these tough days of being very, I guess, very popular, correct?
Yes, and also helps the boys get through dealing with these girls who want to be like Britney Spears. They dress up. They wear the push-up brassieres. They wear the spiked heels. They wear the pants with the thong panties that you can see. They're very titillating to the boys, and the boys... many times they'll have no choice but to go ahead and do it, because the girls are, you know, asking for it. So what we do with our boys is we explain to them, and we have weekly meetings with the other mothers, be on the lookout for these sluts that are going to, you know, are going to try to ruin your reputation. And I explained this, by the way, to Sue Ann's mother. I said that your daughter is very attracted to my son, because he is very handsome, but I did tell her that I wasn't going to press charges for her putting her hands all over my boy. So
you pressing charges? All right, I'm very confused.
Mothers with Sons, Phil, simply helps reinforce to our boys that they're good, and that nothing's their fault. Why is everything their fault? Boys are constantly being ridiculed for this.
All right, you've got a woman who you wouldn't let in your organization because you said her son is not handsome enough.
He's not social, Phil. I didn't say handsome.
Well, you did say that he had acne. And you also have your own son, who apparently is in trouble with the police because there was a girl that he went out with, and she teased him so much. In your words, he went ahead and did it.
Yes, he went ahead and put it in.
Put it in. Right now, your husband is on your boat up at Lake Castaic talking with her.
Yes. She was very upset.
We're talking about the daughter, this Mandy.
Yes. She was very upset, and Steve suggested that he go up to the boat with her, that they talk about it, and that some of the boys come up later on after basketball practice, and it'll be Steve and my son and a couple of other boys, and they'll just talk some straight talk to Mandy. And I think it'll be the first time she's had men really talk to her one-on-one.
Do her parents know that she's up there?
We wanted to surprise them.
You want to surprise your parents with what? See, I'm a little bit concerned.
Phil, please. I'm a mother. I have a son. I've been a mother much longer than you've been a stepfather. I know what it takes. And what it takes is a strong woman to stand up to, yes, I'll say it again, some of the slut-like girls that go to school with your boy and tease them so mercilessly until the boys have no choice but to go ahead and do it and put it in.
All right, I wish you would stop referring to it that way.
Well, how do you want me to refer to it?
I just wish you'd stop saying it that way. Hold on for a minute. Mothers with sons. Sons who are popular, sons who are handsome, sons who are chased by girls. This woman has a boy by the name of Dylan who apparently was brought home by the police after, quote, being teased so mercilessly that he went ahead and did it with her. The parents are upset. She says the woman, the girl, this Mandy, dresses like Britney Spears, so what does she expect? And this organization, Mothers with Sons, by the way, was started by a woman, this Bobby Dooley, who was inspired by Marilyn Walker, the mother of John Walker of the Taliban. Now, I understand that boys are going to be boys, and I also understand that things are tough for teenage boys, but I don't understand an organization of women who have banded together because their boys are good-looking and popular. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us, the president of Mothers with Sons, on The Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley from Mothers with Sons. Can you tell me again, you went over and talked to the parents of this girl?
Yes.
And you brought over a bundt cake and...
Well, we brought over a nice bundt cake and Steve had tickets to Neil Diamond. It was all just a big misunderstanding. Okay, and Steve right now is talking to Mandy.
All right, so he's talking to Mandy. You brought over bundt cake, but you're saying your boy didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I explained to them that I won't press charges. My boy didn't do anything wrong. Her daughter did something wrong.
The daughter had handprint bruising on her thighs.
That is correct.
Who put the handprint bruising on her?
My son Dylan did because she was trying... Phil, this is very difficult for me.
Go ahead. Who put the handprint bruises?
My son Dylan did, Phil, because she was trying to spread her legs, and he was trying literally to push her knees back together. And he told her, no, I don't want to, no.
Why were the bruises on the inside of the thigh?
I don't understand.
If you're trying to push a person's legs together, the bruises would be on the outside of the thighs, not on the inside.
Phil... I don't know what you're talking about. My son was trying to close her thighs together.
Well, you don't do that by grabbing the inside of the thighs and pulling together. You do it by pushing them together, don't you?
Well, Mr. Hendry, I don't have experience at grabbing people's thighs and doing that. I'm sorry if you do.
I'm not saying that I do. I'm trying to use some common sense here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't understand, Phil. What I am saying, though, is that we have offered Mandy counseling with an organization called SLUT, which is an organization of mothers of aggressive teenage girls. They do provide Ritalin. They do provide Prozac. They do settle them in trailer or mobile home communities, which is where these girls are going to wind up anyway. And they do help place them in jobs suitable for them.
Well, you're talking about something I don't know. I'm trying to get to the bottom forensically of this, the bruises and the thighs and everything else. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Terry on the Phil Hendry Show. Terry, go ahead.
Excuse me, Mrs. Dooley. Mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, I have two sons,
mm-hmm.
one 26,
mm-hmm.
and I have one that's 23.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ever did mm-hmm. what your son did, I would kick their butt.
But
I'm sorry,
son,
ma'am.
My son did not do anything wrong.
Pardon?
My son didn't do anything wrong.
Ma'am, first of all, you don't need experience to know that it sounds like this young lady was forcibly pushed into having sex with him. And it does, you know,
oh,
you shouldn't be
my
judged.
God.
You
oh
should not
my
be
God.
Judged on how you are dressed.
How can you possibly say, my boy is one of the most popular boys in the school.
So what?
He's very handsome.
So
he
what? So am I.
To...
It doesn't make a difference.
She dressed that way so that he'd go ahead and do it.
So, and it's called sexual intercourse.
He
ma'am.
Said to me, Mommy, I'm sorry, but I
Mommy,
went ahead.
Mommy, how old is he?
He's 17.
He's not a little boy anymore, and you've got to start letting go. He knows exactly what he was
My
doing.
My boy, a boy's best friend is his mother. You know that, Terry. You have boys, correct?
Yes, I do. I have a 26-year-old and a 23-year-old, and if I ever had my son do what your son did, I wouldn't be after that girl as much as I would have your son get counseling.
I don't know what you mean by this. I hope you're not saying this because you know that your boy wouldn't be able to get into mothers with sons.
Oh, no, not...
Is your boy handsome?
Both of them.
Oh,
very handsome.
Congratulations.
Very popular. Have wonderful girlfriends, ma'am. But
congratulations.
I'm saying to this lady, Phil,
First of all, the fact that you took her with your sons and the father to a boat without notifying her parents, I would get you after you two for doing that.
I'm not with them. My husband, Steve, and the boys are with her now.
Decided to surprise her parents? That was totally uncalled
for. I don't know what you're talking about, and what you're saying now is beginning to anger me.
Well, I'm
what
sorry.
I
have two boys that I love dearly, but if they did that, I'd be taking them to get help.
What did he do? He said to me, Mommy, yes, he said, Mommy, she wanted me to do it, so I went ahead and did it, and I put it in.
And he isn't strong enough to say no?
I said to him, Dylan, tell Mommy what you did, and he said, Mommy, she made it get hard, and I went ahead and put it...
Oh, come on.
Believe me, he knows what's going on.
What is he doing? He's talking like a baby to you?
My boy is as innocent...
No, at 17, I'm sorry, they're not that innocent.
What is this, Mommy, she made it all hard for me?
He knows exactly what's going on.
You know something? I'm one mother who wants to preserve the innocence of my children and not expose them to the slut-like atmosphere.
But you're not going to be able to do that because it's all over. And you know what? Your son should be strong enough to say, hey, I'm not ready. No.
What does rabbit went in the hole mean? What does that mean?
That's what he told the police.
That what?
What did he say?
He told the police that she made him get all excited and the rabbit went in the hole.
Well,
the rabbit went into the hole.
I guess you haven't had a talk with him about sexual intercourse then yet.
I beg your
pardon.
My boy is pure. My boy is Christian. And I really think that you're way out of line.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
And it has nothing to
thank
do
you
with
very much. I'm done with her.
At all.
I'm done with her. Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry, Terry. She doesn't want to speak with you anymore.
Okay,
I appreciate your call, though.
Okay,
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Eve. Eve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi.
Do I get to direct my comments now to Miss Bobby?
I'm here.
Okay, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
there's something terribly, terribly wrong with this thinking pattern.
Who? The father of this girl?
It's a very sick thinking pattern.
Who?
First of all...
Who are you speaking
I'm
about?
Not, this is Eve.
No, who are you talking about?
I am talking about you. I think probably the
his thinking pattern.
I think the two children that are involved,
mm-hmm.
the young girl and
mm-hmm.
your son,
mm-hmm.
are probably perfect,
mm-hmm.
normal children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's something very
mm-hmm.
wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me.
I think
my
that there is. First
is
of all,
by
I
his
also
mother.
Have two sons.
The slut came to our house.
I don't care
she
what the slut
was dressed,
did.
She was dressed like this Britney Spears situation.
Let me ask
are you
something.
Aware of what's
you
going on?
You told me that your son is very popular.
Are you aware of the Britney Spears?
Looking, right?
Are you aware of the Britney Spears situation?
Yes, I am. I'm asking you. Your son is
girls
very popular
like
and very good looking, right?
Yes, he is.
Is he crippled?
No, he's not crippled. That is,
so
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
From the situation,
crippled?
Right?
I breastfed my sons until they
I
were 13.
I didn't ask you if you breastfed
They're
your
good boys.
Son. I asked you if he could walk away from the
walk
situation.
Walk away from the situation. He told me that she made him all excited down there and that he needed to go ahead and put the rabbit in the hole.
Have
and
you
I
ever
said,
been
I
excited?
Understand. I understand perfectly.
Have you ever been excited?
Not enough to put a rabbit in a hole, Eve.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So then,
you are really
there
weird.
You go. You
You're
just
really
answered
weird.
Your own question.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley is with us, organization Mothers with Sons. Sons who are popular, sons who are athletes, sons who all the girls want to be with, and your son, you feel, has been victimized by a girl that you keep calling a slut. And
Phil, it is the entire Britney Spears phenomenon. I don't know what it is you're asking of me.
Well, you keep referring to her as a slut, yet she has bruising. Your son said that he went ahead and had sex with her.
My boy, and I don't want to have to keep repeating this, because I really feel as if I'm under the gun. My boy went out with this girl as a favor. She comes to our home. She's wearing the tight pants, the thong very visible in the back, the spiked heels. My boy said to me later, and he had tears in his eyes, he said, "Mommy, I didn't want to have to do it, but she made it hard, and I went ahead and put the rabbit in the hole."
How? And the boy's 17.
My boy is always going to be my little boy. He can be 36. He can be 47. He'll always be my little Dylan, a sweet boy who, one evening, trying to show a girl a good time, went ahead and did the do. And now she's crying about it.
She's not crying about it. Her parents think your son attacked her, and now she's up in a boat with your husband and your son and his friends.
They're talking to her.
I'd like your husband to call in to our program. I think you, in fact, did you give us his cell number?
I'd love to have you talk to Steve, because I don't like what you're intimating.
Call that number if you wouldn't mind, Chris. We'll get Mr. Dooley on the line. 1-800-449-8686. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Miss Dooley,
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that it's time for you to wake up and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
I have two children.
Mm-hmm.
I have three children total,
mm-hmm.
and I have two
mm-hmm.
boys,
mm-hmm.
23 and 15. My 15-year-old will tell you,
mm-hmm.
if you were listening,
mm-hmm.
that your son
mm-hmm.
raped this girl.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's all it is to it.
Oh, my God.
You know, if
you are
no
really
stuff,
crude. You know,
well,
if
yeah.
that's where your mind goes, I feel sorry for you.
That's exactly
your mind
what
is
he
in
did.
The gutter. Your mind is in the gutter.
No, no,
it's
that's exactly what
gutter.
He did. And my 15-year-old would
that's
tell
what
you that himself.
I'm trying to tell you.
That girl showed up, and he tried to force her.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's got
wait
to
a
have some self-control.
The girl had bruising on her thighs.
He tried to close her legs.
You don't close her legs by putting your hands between her legs.
Oh, really, Jerry? And how many legs have you closed? You really are showing a little bit more than I care to talk about.
Well, because you won't admit.
We live in Western Estates. I have a 6,000-square-foot home. That doesn't happen here. I am blessed with a wonderful husband.
I don't care how big your house is.
Hold on for a minute, Jerry. Is Steve Dooley on the other line? Steve, is that you?
Steve, hello, honey.
Hi.
Mr. Dooley, is that girl up at the boat?
She's on the boat now, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to speak with her, please.
Right.
Steve, he wants to talk to Mandy.
She's taking a shower.
What?
Oh, get rid of the evidence.
What is she doing?
Excuse me, what do you mean get rid of the evidence?
Oh, is she showering? Be sure and get rid of evidence.
What evidence is that? Are you talking about
sure
sperm?
That he raped
Are you
her?
Talking about sperm?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you something. If you were sitting right here, Jerry, I'd have no problem slapping your face.
That's quite all right. Let me tell you, you're one organization. There's no way I would want to join that organization.
Mothers with Sons is about boys who are very popular.
And mine are.
And, well, are your boys good looking? Because ours are extremely good.
Yes, mine are extremely good looking, but they have self-control.
Can I say something? Every boy is good looking to his mother.
Well, my boy
exactly.
doesn't.
Exactly.
Our boys don't have acne. Okay.
Whoopee.
She's taking a shower.
Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
Mr. Dooley, I'm going to ask you a question. This is Phil Hendry. You're live on the air on my national program right now.
Tell boys bring more.
Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, sir. I'd like a straight answer.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Phil Hendry.
Hi, Phil.
Honey?
Yeah?
This is Phil Hendry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dooley, I want to ask you, have you been drinking?
No, I had a drink at dinner.
Jesus.
What are you intimating?
The girl... The girl is up there on a boat with him and three boys, and he's been drinking.
What are you intimating?
Poor lady, where is your mind?
Spell it. Spell it.
How stupid are you?
Spit it out. I want to know exactly what it is you're trying to say.
Well, try gangbanging by now.
What are you trying
Jesus
to say?
Christ.
What are you trying to say?
My God.
I'll drink a dinner.
Good God. That girl is in some jeopardy. That's all I can
Phil,
say.
Phil, I think you need to get some kind of response team up there.
I'll drink all the Coors.
No, no, no. Everything's all right. Where's put Mandy on.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I want to talk to the girl.
She's not here.
Where is she?
She took the keys in my car.
Oh, my God. What did she do? Steve, did she steal the car?
She took the truck.
Thank God. Is she out of there?
She stole my truck.
Well,
yes!
thank God she's out of there.
That filthy slut stole my husband's truck. So, Jerry, not only does she force my boy to put it in, she steals my husband's truck.
Okay, what you're saying is she had sex.
Yeah.
He didn't put it in.
Yeah.
He raped her.
No.
And the last
no.
time
she
I
grabbed
had
him
sex,
with
I don't
my...
think I had to... I don't. I
he
didn't...
tried to force her thighs together, and she pulled them apart and drew him in.
Let
and
me tell you a secret.
My
if my husband didn't want to have sex, believe
God.
Me,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't happen.
Where is your truck?
She stole it.
Good.
Thank God she did.
I'm going to call the police. Get off
please
the
do. No,
hang up.
What?
Hang up.
I'm not hanging up, pal. I ain't hanging up. I'm going to stay on this line until that girl can safely get home in your truck.
Look, you pissed my husband off, Jerry.
Too bad. Sorry.
I'm not hanging up anything, you creep. All right, Jerry, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Steven, honey.
Shut up, you bitch.
Eat shit.
I go to the store and get more Jack. I got no truck.
Well, how are you going to get it?
I'm going to walk. You see anybody walking down the road, that's probably me.
Isn't he wonderful?
Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Hendry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley with us from Mothers with Sons. Your husband is drunk. He's up there at the lake with the girl, and you still contend that your son...
Look, Phil, here is what it is. I'm a mother, and I'm talking to a lot of other mothers out there who obviously have daughters who are... slut-like, and...
You're using that word a lot.
Well, they're looking at the Britney Spears and everything... That slut ruined a family tradition. My husband, Steve, and my son, Dylan, were planning on doing something that I think is very remarkable. My husband, and I think I'm saying this with great respect, lost his virginity in Tijuana, Mexico, when he was 17. And Steve said to me, wouldn't it be fun if I took Dylan with me to the same home.
Brothel.
Home.
Brothel.
Phil, please.
Okay, home.
To the same home that I first lost my virginity, and we can go in together, and it would just be so much fun. Now, what happens with the Mandy Connor slut? She goes out with my son. My son decides that he wants to go ahead and do it. He puts it in, and now he's ruined the tradition for my husband, who works very hard.
All right, I know that you're very emotional. I know your husband works hard for your son, and I know that he was looking forward to taking him to Tijuana.
Phil, organization that is obviously to help girls who are sexually promiscuous. It can place them in great jobs. I am a contributor. Young ladies that we call sluts are best suited for jobs in the beautician, waitress, secretary, counter clerk, or flight attendant. And we, all occupations that sexually aggressive teenage girls will wind up in. To show you that I'm not just an angry woman, that we do want to help the slut.
Let me take a phone call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I've been listening to the show.
Lisa, hold on for a minute. Bobby, I'm sorry that you're upset. Are you okay now?
Yes.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Bobby?
Yes.
And I have a 12-year-old daughter, and then I have a 14-year-old son and a 6-year-old son and a 14-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh, my God, you are busy, aren't you? You're busy.
I have a stepdaughter, okay?
Oh, all right.
And
I thought they were all yours.
Can you just hear me? Can you hear me out a minute?
Sure. I just thought that. Did you come up for air? That's all I'm.
Just never mind. Well, let the lady talk, okay?
I'm sorry.
And
Jesus.
I have a couple things to say here.
As my son would say, if the rabbit never came out of the
hole, did he? If a girl showed up at your door,
mm-hmm.
dressed as a slut,
mm-hmm.
as you said.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, why'd you let your son leave with him if he is your precious child?
Because I thought she'd be a young lady. All of the girls
but
like to dress like the Britney Spears.
She was dressed like a slut.
Yes, she was.
And you were going to let your son leave with a slut?
Well, that's normal for girls that are around my boy, though, Lisa. They all like to slut it up around him.
And then she's got bruises on the inside of her leg. Let me tell you something. I've been raped. I'm 40 years old.
Dylan was going to witness to her. He was going to witness to her.
If I could dress.
It was part of it.
Please?
No, but you wanted
can
to know.
Can I please
you, all right, but he wanted to witness Christian ministry to her.
Okay, listen.
What?
I was raped, and I didn't ask
right?
for it.
You were
I
right?
was raped,
you
and
right?
I didn't ask for it.
You were raised up where?
I was raped.
Oh, you were raped?
Yes, and I didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 40 years old, and if I could fit in clothes like Britney Spears, honey, I would wear it.
Well, I don't know what rape has to do with it. My boy was witnessing Christian ministry.
Yeah, rape has to do with a lot of it, because you do not get bruises on the inside of your legs unless they're forced open.
Lisa, the Lord put it in Dylan's heart
and
to witness to that slut.
And you send this young girl out to a boat to meet with a bunch of men. And then your husband's drunk off his butt.
No kidding.
Throwing up. Is that like father, like son?
Lisa, that is so true. This is Phil Hendry. We have Mr. Dooley on the other line again.
Why don't you let me...
Just hold on for a minute. Lisa, just stick with us. Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to sober up?
I'll get some coffee in a minute.
I think y'all need to send somebody out there to see about the girl.
Is that Bobby? Bobby, is that you?
No, I'm here, honey. That's another lady.
Who are you? Who are you?
Mr. Dooley, this is Phil Hendry. That's Lisa. She's a caller.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Mr. Dooley.
How are you?
You're a really good role model for your perfect son, aren't you?
Well, I mean...
Is it true, like father, like son?
I didn't mean to.
It don't matter. If you meant to, you did it.
I was only going to have a little drink.
And then when you drunk like that, well, you don't remember the next day half of what you did.
Well,
Trust me, I've been there. I've been drunk.
I
wake up the next morning, don't remember what I did.
I know, but you know what I did? I wrote a lot of it down.
It don't matter what you did. What matters is y'all got a young girl out there on that boat.
Where?
Okay? And y'all were probably all drinking.
We had a taste, but she's not here now.
Well, that's good, because
I'll
married? Need to call the cops to come out there and see about the girl, and I'm not even from here.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, and I got two boys and a daughter and a stepdaughter.
Hey, you warm it up for your husband at night?
Yeah, you're right, I do.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Hey, Lisa.
You're even worth talking to.
Lisa, listen. That girl you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that girl I'm talking about.
She's gone.
You do not get bruises between your legs unless they're forced open.
I don't know where she is. She disappeared. It was.
Well, good. I'm glad she did for her own safety.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It must
and I don't care how she was dressed. It don't matter how she was dressed.
She had on a
If she was dressed like a slut when she came to the door, why'd you let your son leave with her? If he's so popular and so prim and proper.
I would have.
You would have, yeah, because you're a male.
She had a little thong underwear. And,
how do you know she had little thong underwear on? Were you looking?
Oh, ma'am.
You had to be if you said that.
Well, that's what my son said.
Right. Right.
I didn't look at nothing. My
Maybe
son,
you need to go drink a little bit more coffee, and both of you and your wife need a wake-up call.
Okay.
I think y'all need
also,
some help here.
She also had big nipples, too.
You're disgusting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're disgusting.
Why?
Your son must be just like you. Father like son, right?
I guess. You know
son like father?
Hey, Lisa, guess what? Her underwear's on my head. I just found it. I have it on my head.
Phil.
I'm right here, Lisa. This is absolutely...
I don't even
this is
want
an
to
abomination.
Talk to him no more.
I'm sorry.
That's sickening.
On my head.
Get her underwear. Get
Y'all
her
need to call somebody and get them out there and see about that
Well,
girl.
The girl is safe. We found out she's fine. But, Mr. Dooley, you're not driving tonight.
I don't have my truck. How can I drive?
Good. He's not driving this evening.
And I hope this is recorded, everything he just said about the girl's thongs and her nipples.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's all I have to say. And to the mother of the son... And to the mother of the son, I think she needs a wake-up call. Mm-hmm.
What did I say bad about her nipples? I say nothing.
Well, what are you doing looking at a young girl's nipples?
I don't know. They were there.
You are some kind of a real piece of crap.
Oh, my gosh.
She was taking a shower, and I brought her some soap.
Phil, I
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Even want to talk to that trash.
I don't blame you, ma'am.
Uh-oh. Here it goes again.
But I think...
Oh, God.
Is his wife still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. This is Phil Henry.
Is his wife still on the line?
Oh, is Bobby there?
My husband's sick right now. Hold on.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
This is so
it's just
sickening.
It's sickening. And this is the kind of thing that happens when you don't have control over your kids. Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Henry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving.
...1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Henry.
This is Southern California Lifestyles. Phil Henry here with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, talking to America about what is happening in America's hyper-suburbia. Understand, Bobby, that the annual close-a-thon that the Western States Homeowners Association has is for a battered women's shelter, right? Ms. Dooley?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Did you hear my question?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay. The close-a-thon is for a battered women's shelter, isn't that right?
That's what I found out subsequently, Phil, but I need for you to understand something. I did not know this up front. Had I known this up front, I never, ever would have allowed my clothes to be donated to a battered women's shelter. I understand that this is a very worthy cause, but I was duped, and I feel as if I was not given all the information. Had I known this, I...
Where did you think, when you had this clothes donation drive last weekend, where did you think your clothes would be going?
Well, I thought it was going to the Junior League. I thought it was going to some other organization where women would get the clothes and wear them who already have some sense of how to wear them. But I never really would have donated my clothes had I known where these were going to go. And that's
the main problem.
And we also have Steve Dooley. Steve, you there?
I'm right here. So that's the main problem.
Well, I don't know if I want to say that they lied, Phil, but they really were not forthcoming. I have great taste in clothes. My clothes are very hot, and they're very fashionable. People know me by what I wear, and I know there's a lot of women out there who may be able to relate to this. I'm sure most of the women listening to you have a girlfriend or a lady friend of some kind who they really look up to in terms of fashion. Every woman needs a friend like that. I'm that friend to a lot of my friends. They look to me, they see what I wear, and now I'm told at the 11th hour, when I can't do anything about it, the clothes I donated to the first annual Western States Clothes-a-thon are going to a battered woman's shelter. And I wasn't...
All right, let's look into the battered woman's shelter aspect of this. What's wrong with giving clothes to a battered woman's shelter? There's all kind of things that...
Well, the reason why...
There's all kinds of things that you donate, like kitchen supplies and furniture. Why not clothes?
I think it's good for a lot of women. I don't think it's good for me because I've got very good taste in clothing. The clothes that I wear are very valuable. You don't really find the kind of women in these battered women's shelters that know how to wear these clothes or would look good in them. I made the statement...
I don't care about
the battered
women.
Steve, hold on for a minute. I made the statement that I feel for these women, but I did want women to wear my clothes that didn't have any facial bruising. I did want...
You mean the women that are in the battered women's shelter?
The women that are in the battered...
You didn't want any woman with any facial bruises to wear your clothes?
No, I didn't, Phil.
Well, you know how heartless that sounds, right?
No, hold on. The reason why I said that is, you know, you can't jump the gun on this, Phil. You have to understand, I have very, very nice clothes, very stylish, very hot. I have one of the outfits, a banana yellow Ann Taylor pantsuit with lime green lapels and lime green pumps, was worn by a woman who had her lips split by her husband. It didn't look good. It makes me look stupid.
How does that make you look stupid? They're wearing your clothes. They're wearing something you're not wearing anymore.
But people see the clothes and they say, I know that's something that Bobby would wear. I know that's something that Bobby would buy. Look at her in Bobby's clothes, etc. It reflects badly on me. Do you see what I'm saying? I would like to do something else for the battered women's shelter, like give them pots and pans. But clothes, no, not my clothes. Not my Ann Taylor's, not my Barney's, not my Calvin Klein's. I have a Juicy Couture. I have a beautiful oxblood casual terry from Juicy Couture, and it was on one of these women that was thrown down some stairs, and you could see bruising on the forehead, down the cheek. The first thing people think is,
That's Bobby's outfit.
That's Bobby's outfit, yeah.
So you have no problem with donating pots and pans, not clothes?
Not clothes, Phil, because when you see the clothes... My clothes are very distinctive. People know those are my clothes. And then they say, oh, my God, what are Bobby's clothes doing on that woman who obviously is not of the same...
Social strata,
yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I've heard a lot of complaints from a lot of people about charities. I know that battered women's shelters are very worthwhile charities because there's not a lot of them. They don't have a lot of beds, and the women that are in them need a lot of things. They need kitchen supplies. They need clothing. They need furniture. Isn't it just a little bit small-minded to begrudge them clothing?
No, I don't think so, Phil, because, again, the clothing is just one aspect. You can give them pots and pans. You can give them furniture, as you mentioned. You can give them appliances. But I have I had a beautiful forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots. It was from Laura Ashley. Now, somewhere out there is a woman with a child with chocolate all over its face. She's going into a 7-Eleven or a Quick Stop. She's getting a pack of cigarettes, and she's walking to a bus stop wearing my forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots from Laura Ashley.
And so somebody drives by and sees that young lady at a bus stop with her kid in your Laura Ashley, and they're going to say Bobby Dooley wore that dress?
Yes, here in Western States and in our town. And I'm known fairly well throughout a lot of the area. And by the area, Phil, I mean out here in eastern Ventura County, I'm known fairly well by a lot of people. And I'm a very distinctive dresser. And people will often say to me, you're very different, and you're very, very, I don't know, you're very, I'm known as a person who's very bold with my clothing. I'm very gutsy. I've got a lot of guts. Nobody wears the clothes that I wear, because I do have the guts.
Well, now you're giving them to these women.
Women, Phil, who I don't think look good in. You want to ruin a perfectly good designer outfit, you put it on one of these gals with a split lip and a limp. You put it on one of these gals that's been pushed out of a car. I feel for them, Phil. I feel badly.
Keep quiet, Mr. Andrew. We feel bad for them.
I understand that, Mr. Dooley. And I know that you want to do something for them. I don't know that it's such a terrible thing to give them Bobby's clothes.
No, not my clothing. And I was lied to.
Well, that's something you need to take up with Janice Greeley, I know, who is your co-chair at the Clothes-a-thon. Let me go to a phone call. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States Homeowners Association, whose clothing, unbeknownst to her, was donated to a battered woman's shelter. Dana, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say to this lady, you act like you're better than these girls.
Oh, no,
you
no.
You could be in the same position, you may not have any clothes one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
whether
true.
They're Ann Taylor or whoever the hell they are, but you are a very snobbish bitch.
Wait,
if you're going to give away your clothes,
oh,
you don't have to say so who they go to.
Oh, my God. You're really free with that word bitch, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Really?
When it comes to being...
What makes you so angry? You know what I did? I donated a lot of kitchen... we had a waffle iron that we donated to them.
They don't want a waffle iron. They need clothes to wear on their body.
I know
give
what
them
they
some
need.
Money then. Give
money.
Them money if you got so much money to throw away on clothes.
Well, first of
give
all,
them some money to buy some food and clothes.
First of all, I would never find myself in the same situation as these women.
You can't
they
ever say
themselves,
never.
They allowed themselves
you don't
to
know.
Be beaten. They
you don't
wait a minute.
Know
what do you mean they allowed?
You'll end up in.
What do you mean they allowed themselves to be beaten?
They obviously got connected to one of these men that are exciting. Very sexual, and yet they also
any
like
man out there can be a batterer that you don't know.
Well, my husband Steve wouldn't, because I can tell you right now, if Steve tried that with me, I would boil his genitals for dinner. Is that right, Steve?
Well, that sounds very nutritious.
Well, you know something, Dana? Maybe you ought to try it. Maybe you ought to put a testicle in your mouth instead of...
Would you wait a minute and just clean it up a little bit here? Dana, is that your car phone that's getting scratchy?
Okay.
I have a hunch that your anger stems from an abusive husband, Dana.
I would ask Ms. Dooley to watch her language.
Phil, my language is...
That whole reference there, I didn't like at all. I understand that you're angry, and I realize there's a controversy. I would ask you, please, to watch what you're saying.
What I'm saying is...
My wife is trying to help the battered women.
I'm not saying she isn't. I'm not saying that she is. I'm asking her to watch her language. Bobby Dooley, her husband Steve Dooley, they had a clothes-a-thon that, unbeknownst to her, the clothes went to a battered woman's shelter. She doesn't like the idea of her clothes going to a battered woman's shelter because these women would wear them out in public and people would recognize them as her clothes. Now, so far, she said she has a banana yellow Ann Taylor pantsuit with lime green lapels and lime green pumps. She had a oxblood casual terry from Juicy Couture, whatever that is. And she had a forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots. All three of these outfits she saw on women at that battered woman's shelter. And there's a lot of them around the country that really do need help. As a matter of fact, there's not too many beds in a lot of these shelters, so whatever you guys can do to help, and forget about whether they wear your clothes or not, help them. Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Henry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this. We'll be right back.
Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley with me from the Western States Homeowners Association. What would you, if you don't want to donate clothes to these battered women's shelters, what would you donate?
Well, Phil, I'm glad you asked that because we have put together packages of things for the homeless women's, for the women's, the battered women's shelter. And I'm really surprised at how haughty these women can be.
Well, what did you propose to give them?
Well, Steve and I drove over. We had cinder blocks and milk crates for, they can make a bookshelf out of that. If you put the milk crates in the cinder blocks and get a piece of wood, you can make a wonderful, wonderful bookshelf, Phil. We also had an 8-track tape player that the gals can play music on if they find the 8-tracks. We had a piano bench and a coupon for piano tuning.
Do the ladies have a piano?
My understanding is no, they don't, but this gets them on the way to that. Every step is important, so a piano bench, a coupon for piano tuning, and the next step, obviously, is
to get the piano, right?
Yes, but you understand, Phil, every small step is important. We got a 6-month supply of menstrual sponges and spermicide. These are very important things, too, Phil, not just clothing.
All right, 1-800, but you don't want them wearing your clothes. Here is 1-800-449-8686. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, this lady needs a psychiatrist. I mean, she uses the term haughty to describe these women.
Are you a woman?
This
no,
lady
you're not.
Is like Saddam Hussein calling Hitler mean-spirited. This lady, if she thinks the clothes make up for her defects in her personality, she's got a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never said any such thing, so.
The last lady that got on and is very kind to you, I thought, you've got real, real mental problems, and you probably don't look good in anything you wear, no matter what you spend on it.
Excuse me, but all of my girlfriends look up to me and my fashion sense.
Well, then the fashion set, man, you're the most snobbish, haughtiest person I've ever heard on an airway.
Well, I'm so sorry that you don't
making this call.
Well, I'm so sorry that a man doesn't approve of a woman, but we're used to that.
No, I approve of my wife and a lot of women.
We're
but
used
you
to
don't
that.
Speak approval. You don't
Bill,
deserve approval. You
we're
deserve
used to,
a little psychoanalysis.
We're used to men putting
Thank
us down. I have a Ralph Lauren V-neck sweater with a kind
of
a.
I don't care what you have with clothes.
A yellow and orange.
You want to get rid of them? Give them to Barbara Streisand.
I'm not giving them.
You're the most mean-spirited person I think I've ever heard on the radio.
What are you doing to donate to the battered women's shelters? Nothing.
I don't donate to battered women's shelters.
Yeah.
I donate to other charities.
Yeah.
But to get on
so
and downgrade
you don't
these women that have trouble. It's
well,
a sick thing.
I am not
a sick person.
Bill, I am not
That's
going to have
say.
A yellow and orange polka dot V-neck worn by one of these women. Are you one of these women-hating queers? Is that what?
All right, that is unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. 1-800-44, I think he hung up.
Well, of course he hung up.
He's one of those women-hating queers.
That is unnecessary. The guy said you sound haughty, and you might want to tone down some of the rhetoric just a little bit, because it sounds... You know,
do you think I sound haughty?
Well, it sounds like, you know, I've got a yellow and green and orange polka dot Ralph Lauren V-neck that you don't want to see some woman wearing. These women need help. Cassandra, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. You know, I just want to say, if you really want to get into it, ma'am, I'm wearing a Tommy Hilfiger button-down shirt and some BCBG pants and some nice Kenneth Cole bag heels. And let me tell you, I would be more than happy to give them to somebody like a battered woman who needs something nice
well,
to get out
then why
and
don't
go
you do
out
that?
There and find herself
why don't
a better
you do
man.
That? Why don't you do
you
that?
You are the most heartless, selfish, self-centered person I have ever
I
encountered. And let me tell you, I know people
clothes.
In Junior League, and they would never be so selfish.
I would give my clothes to the Junior League because they wear these clothes well. All right? Okay.
I wear my clothes very well, too, and I really think that you
really?
Are the most heartless,
well, I guess
thoughtless,
you think that you dress well.
Self-centered person I've ever met. I wear expensive clothes. I'm young,
really?
I'm fashionable,
really?
I'm 21, and I'm beautiful,
fashionable.
And I'm sure I look much better in the clothes than you do.
You know something, Cassandra? I am very fashionable because my girlfriends look to me for fashion advice.
I'm happy they look to you. I think that they should look to you to be the most heartless,
Let me ask you something. So
selfish.
In other words, so you're telling me that you'd let some toothless woman... With a bruise on her face,
would,
where are your tummy?
You know why? You want to know why?
Oh
so they can
God.
Go out there and look good and make a better life for themselves
What's
and get away from these guys who do this to them.
Now you mentioned,
I really
look,
wish that you could
Cassandra.
Go home tonight and get a little licking from your husband so you would see how it feels.
Oh, my God. So
oh,
you
my
wish,
God.
You
please.
Wish violence on
Honestly.
Another woman. Oh, my God, you wish violence on another woman. You know something? Someone ought to take you outside and beat
someone
you with a pipe.
Someone ought to take me outside. Somebody ought to take you. You should run hell for this. Honestly,
how much
that
you
is
donated
so
to a woman?
Terrible of you.
Is, what have you donated to a woman's shelter? I donated spermicide.
Tons. And you know what? I'm only 21, so for me to do it, it's a lot better. And I'm getting married in January, and my fiancé would never do that to me. And
you're getting married in
January? The same way I do.
Cassandra, you're getting married in January. We'll see you at the battered women's shelter in June.
Oh, now you don't know anything about
this lady, with everything going on in the world today, and the way the world is now, people should be helping each other. And here you
are complaining about your old clothes that you donated. Wait a minute.
And are going to sit here and scream about
Cassandra, women who are wearing them. I said that we were donating menstrual sponges, spermicide, a coupon for piano tuning.
Yeah, a coupon for piano tuning. And let me tell you, do you know how much a piano costs? Do you really think these women are going to be able to do that? That is so self-centered.
Did you hear what my husband said? That's what you're doing to him.
What did he say?
He said that if she was his wife, he'd beat her. Okay? So...
We don't need this right now, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need threats of violence. And, Bobby, just exactly, do you think that donating spermicide and menstrual sponges is the equivalent of donating clothes?
To a battered woman's shelter?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely,
I hope she doesn't.
Absolutely. Of course I do. Do you know what the... Let me ask you something. Do you know what these women are about? They get beat up. They think men that beat them up are sexy. So they go out with these guys.
How do you know if you are in their shoes?
They get the hell kicked out of them.
Who are you to make a comment?
Then they get into a mauve purple cocktail dress from Barney's, and they think they're all that. Well, they're none of that.
No, you think you're all that. That's the problem.
You think you're all that, Bobby. You're talking about all your fashion sense.
Look, Phil, ask around. A banana yellow Ann Taylor pantsuit is not cheap.
No, it's not. I don't own a banana yellow because, let me tell you, banana yellow I don't think is very high in fashion sense.
Oh, listen to you.
Oh, listen to me. You should listen to me. You know what? I've got honestly, do you really think that you... How do you go to sleep at night knowing that you do this?
I've got canary yellow wedgies from Saks. I guess you don't like that either, do you?
Yellow shoes is one thing. I wouldn't be caught dead in a yellow suit with lime green lapels.
Well, that's a little
1980s or a little 50-year-old for me. I'm 21. I'm young. I'm fashionable.
Shows what you know.
Yeah, shows what I know. Right. And let me tell you something else. I would be more than happy. Right. I donate all sorts of stuff. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to our conversation with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association. A controversy erupted over there where the donation of clothes from a clothes-a-thon that was handled by some of the women of Western Estates. The money goes to a battered, the clothes, I should say, go to a battered woman's shelter. You don't like this, Bobby, and you don't like battered women wearing your clothes, and you've attempted to explain this from the standpoint of they just don't look good and it makes you look bad, right?
I think there are other things, Phil, that women can wear. Don't think I don't do anything for people. Right now, I'm in the community center kitchen. We're preparing spring rolls and pickled cabbage for our Korean night. I'm in here working my fingers to the bone. So I do things for people. But Steve and I will be spending the next few weeks parked in front of the shelter so that we can see women going in and out. And as soon as we see one of them, one of these battered women, going out in one of my outfits, we will say something. Now, yesterday we swung a U-turn on a girl. Steve grabbed her by the arm, brought her around to my side of the car, and that's when I noticed she was wearing a plaid hoop skirt with a felt poodle embroidery that was mine. Now, that's a very expensive skirt.
That was a what?
My husband gave it to me. It's a plaid hoop skirt with a felt poodle embroidery. Very expensive. It is from Nobel of Paris, and she was wearing it. And I told her in no uncertain terms, take it off.
But you give these women spermicide and menstrual sponges.
That's what those people need. Believe me.
Well, the first person said it very well. It sounds very haughty. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Bobby. This is Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. I've never heard anything like what I'm hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Charity.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no conditions on true charity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I can understand your feelings, but for yourself to speak for your friends, and they would be embarrassed or they would be shocked.
Listen, Jennifer, do you know about clothing? Do you know about style? Do you know about fashion?
Let me finish.
Fashion is for a lot of people. Fashion is for a lot of people a way of living. For me, it's my life. Fashion is my life.
All right, let's go to Heather on the Phil Henry Show. Heather, go ahead.
Hi, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
You may have fashion sense, but you have a no common sense. And your priorities are so out of whack, it's almost funny. I feel sorry for you.
My priorities? You know, I'm helping these women. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you
what
doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah,
I'm a nurse,
doing?
Actually.
Okay. Well, what are you doing for better women's shelter?
I give of myself every day, so don't question me.
Well,
you're
I'm questioning
on
you.
Question.
What do you do? What do you do? You don't do anything.
She said she's a nurse.
I'm a nurse.
All right, so you're a nurse.
I don't do anything.
So you change bedpans. Good for you. What we do is
I can't believe that you would deny
iron,
these women who have to leave their house
posters,
and run for their lives with nothing, crates and cinder blocks, crap that you could get out of a dumpster. You won't give them a nice outfit so that they can feel good about themselves.
I would
and look
love
good
to.
And feel good.
I don't.
But you don't want them to wear your Ann Taylor.
Heather,
do you want them to wear some crappy rag?
No, but I can tell you
this. Do you want them to wear their menstrual sponge and go naked? I can't believe you grabbed that woman by the arm. I hope she presses charges.
My husband, what is she doing in my poodles, in my hoop skirt?
You donated it, honey. It's not yours anymore.
Can I ask you a question, Heather? I don't know a lot about fashion. A plaid hoop skirt?
Very, very chic.
I don't think so.
Are you laughing at that?
With a poodle embroidery?
Yeah.
Oh,
something
really?
I'd wear for Halloween, maybe.
You know something? Aren't you
tonight?
Cute? You know what? I've got a lot of fashion sense.
Yeah.
If I see her one more time in my poodle skirt, I swear to God, I'll tell her husband where she is.
Wait a minute.
I will.
I mean,
Wait a second.
It's funny.
No, really.
They have no class. They have no education.
You know something?
These women are classier.
These women
have more sense and more education than you ever will.
How do you know?
You're making a fool out of yourself.
No. If she wears my hoop skirt one more time, I'll tell her husband where she is.
That is endangering that woman's life.
Yes. I hope you get arrested.
Yeah, you think it's funny that you think it's funny that a woman gets beaten up. Okay, great.
I think it's funny that you're going to tell her where her husband is.
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm going to tell her husband where she is.
Yes.
Einstein.
Exactly.
Why don't you listen to me? Yeah.
Backwards.
Listen to Florence Nightingale here. Listen, isn't there a bedpan somebody's hitting a fork against?
Excuse me?
I said, isn't there a bedpan someone's clanging a fork against for you to change?
Yeah, that's what I do all day long. You know what?
Right.
Someday it's going to be you in that bed, and guess what, honey?
And
nobody's going to have any sympathy or care for you.
I think I'm a bit younger than you, so you'll probably be dead.
Really? How old are you?
Yeah, you'll probably... I'm sorry?
How old are you?
38.
38, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
27, honey.
Well, you know what?
And I have more common sense than you ever will.
At least my husband can provide for me.
It's the most twisted thing. You're worried about clothes.
All right.
You know,
I
hope you never have to have anything happen to you that your priorities get put in the right order.
I don't, Bobby, it's fine that you donated things to the women's shelter, the cinder block. Well,
a piano bench, a coupon for piano.
What on earth are they going to do with a piano bench?
When they buy a piano, hello.
Oh, because that's a priority, right? They don't need clothes, food, a home, a job.
I can't have them wearing...
have nothing.
I cannot have them wearing my pantsuit or my purple cocktail dress. I can't have it.
You're repulsive. You're a repulsive person. I hope you never know
what
it's like.
You're so jealous of my clothes. You're so jealous of my clothes.
Clothes are not important to me.
All right,
my family is important to me. My life is important
to me.
My friends' lives are important to me.
She's jealous of my clothing.
I don't care if I'm walking around
in
a bedsheet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to move on. You say they're jealous of your clothes.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on. They're jealous of my style and my sense.
Okay, let me go to Jolene on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Jolene.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would like to speak to this woman. Mm-hmm. I think she is the most uneducated, classless person.
I have a muslin gown with rows of silver dollars down each side.
And she speak on a subject that she probably knows absolutely nothing about. And as far as a yellow pantsuit with lime green lapels, that's not style.
What do you wear?
She thinks it is, and she's pretty much mistaken.
Well, what do you wear? You put that
I wear a lot better clothes than you do, like Ralph Lauren and
all kinds of things that are fashion.
Excuse
me, I have Ralph Lauren.
Oh,
I have
Yes,
I've got a V-neck sweater with yellow and orange polka dots.
If anybody deserves a beating, you would. Because unless you've come from
I'll tell you this right now, Jolie.
To ever speak on a subject that you know nothing about.
Well, if these women continue to wear my clothes, I'll tell them. I'll tell their husbands where they are.
Oh, and you're risking, you know what? Your husband probably has no balls because he lives with a woman like you.
My husband does what he's told, okay?
Exactly, my husband does what he's told. First of all, the gentleman assured me that you are a woman. But I really think you're not really a woman. I think you're a man.
Really? Well, I think you're a man, okay? And I'll tell you something
else. Well, I'm not worried about a lime green pantsuit.
I'll tell you something else, Jolene. My husband gets it done at night when the lights are off. How about your
husband?
Then
he does.
Yeah, he sure does.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I couldn't even call you a woman because you're a disgrace to the woman's race.
You are a total disgrace. I need to be totally ashamed of yourself.
You would even get on a radio station and make comments about a subject that you know probably absolutely nothing about. First of all, I don't think you're a woman.
All right. I'll hold on for a minute.
And second of all, I think that you're just classless.
What goes with your Depends? I just want to know what you wear with those.
Oh, pardon me? I'm much younger than you are, too, because I heard what your age was. So, you know, you think you're all that, ma'am.
Right.
And I use that term loosely. But you're really not.
You know, I think you're a man, too. I really do.
Oh, do you?
I think you're a small gay man.
You
think you're a small gay man. I have three sons.
You have what?
Three sons. How about you?
Oh, do you?
When did they
get your daughters
out?
I'm sure they're so proud of their mother. Someday they're going to grow up and probably beat their wives.
Well, at least I didn't have to have a hysterectomy
like you as a
random
role model.
Promiscuous sex like you did.
Excuse me? Oh, my God.
At least I didn't have to have a hysterectomy from promiscuous sex.
Who had a hysterectomy?
You.
I do. What are you, crazy? You're nuts. You're really nuts.
All right. This has been nothing but some kind of an insult fest, and I'd like to stick back on the subject, which is these women who need their battered women's shelter filled with stuff.
So I'm in the middle of making spring rolls right now.
What has your spring rolls got to do with anything?
Because I help people. I do things for people. I have a Ralph Lauren V-neck sweater with a yellow and orange polka dot pattern just to tell that last lady that I have Ralph Lauren. So you can kiss my bright red Rosie.
Here is Sharon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Sharon.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know, I don't really believe in the things like this. But, you know, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What I do with your clothes is, I agree with you about your clothes. I think you should collect them all, and you and your friends should wear them to a Halloween party.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think they're hideous. I wouldn't want the battered women to wear your clothes. They're hideous clothes.
Oh, my God.
You have no taste.
Do you know anything about fashion?
Yes,
well, let me hold on.
But
Sharon,
more than you. You'd make the worst worst dressed list in the country.
And what do you know about fashion? What do you know about fashion?
Well, I think you're a fake.
Well, I'm a fake. Well, Sharon, I'll ask
you
the same question I asked everybody else.
You're not for real.
Listen to Donna Karen here.
You're not for real. Mm-hmm. I don't believe anything that
I don't believe anything about you either.
Anything that you project on the radio,
as a matter of fact,
phony.
I think that
your
clothes
are hideous.
My clothes are what? If I'm phony,
they're terrible.
How do you know
they're
my clothes?
I think your husband is short, bald, and fat. Goodbye.
You know, Phil, what I do for these women at the battered women's shelter is I don't allow them to wear my clothing so they won't look stupid with bruises on their faces wearing my beautiful muslin evening gown with a row of silver dollars down each side. And so for her to call me up and...
So in other words, what you're doing for these battered women is you're not allowing them to wear clothes because they wouldn't look good in them, only you do?
Yes. And you know what I think? I think that last woman should go down to the shelter, get a hold of that piano bench that I donated, turn it upside down, and take a seat. I really, really do.
All right, here is Karen on the Phil Hendry Show. Karen, go ahead.
Hi. There's not much I can't say that has already been said, because your clothes are definitely dubious at best. But, you know, you are saying that you give you and your husband waited outside this battered shelter to go and see if these women were wearing your clothes, and then you corner them and he grabs them by the arm. Do you not think that's particularly bright? They've already been beaten up, which is why they are where they are. They're probably frightened to death. It doesn't help very much, does it?
Well, I don't know. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh, what? Grow up.
There is something wrong with you.
What's wrong with me?
Shrimp on the Barbie?
Well, what are you? Aren't you from England or Australia?
Now, you think it's Australia, but yes, it's England. What the hell's got that got to do with anything?
That's what you
How shallow are you that you don't want people to wear your clothes because they have a black eye? And nobody gets with a guy. Well, yes, okay, some people may make wrong choices, but you can be with somebody and be with them for years before something happens to you. So you may one day have your comeuppance, and I hope you do.
You know, I'm feeling a little misty listening to you because you remind me of Princess Diana.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh, I know. Well, I didn't really
I don't mean Princess Diana in terms of her fashion sense. I just mean you sound like her.
Well, believe me, she had a lot better fashion sense by the sounds of it than you did. I mean, lime green, gingham green dresses with red boots. What the hell is that? What are you, Dorothy from freaking Wizard of Oz?
Excuse me, it's a beautiful dress.
If all this stuff is so beautiful, why are you giving it away?
Because I don't want these women, when they walk out there with their faces caved in, because some guy threw them down some stairs, and then people say, oh, look, there's Bobby's dress. Oh, my God. Look at what's in it.
You missed what I just
look
said.
At what's
if you think
in
these
it.
Clothes are so beautiful, why are you giving them up in the first place?
Listen to this. Because obviously they're out of fashion. They're last spring, all right?
Oh, God forbid.
I have an
on these poor women, shouldn't God forbid. I'm surprised they even allow themselves to be seen in last year's fashion with a black eye at that.
So you're telling me a forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots from Laura Ashley.
It's laughable.
I beg your pardon.
It's absolutely laughable. Yeah, you may. People may know you from your fashion sense, and that will be because they're laughing at you in the street.
Hey, can I ask the lady a question?
Yes, Steve, what?
Can you say speed up, the paparazzi is catching up?
Oh, that's so funny.
That's really funny, man. That's really funny.
God, I mean, you really are a jerk.
You
two deserve each other, and you know what? I hope you're blissfully happy forever, because I feel sorry for any other person that ends up with either one of you two.
Do they have wife beating
shallow individuals.
Do they have wife beating in England? Because I don't think you do.
And really? Why is that, then?
Well, you don't understand the problems we have in America.
Women
are beaten here, and then they have to go to a place. But we gave them spermicide.
Yeah, we got it. Menstrual sponges and everything else.
Oh, yeah, because after they've been beaten to crap by some arsehole man, the last thing they're going to want to do is go out screwing around with your spermicide. I mean, that's ridiculous. And as for the piano stool, my God. I mean, if you were giving them food or, like you initially said, pots and pans or stuff for their house they could use, a waffle iron. A saucepan, a waffle iron. Who bothers with that?
You know,
why are you giving them things that are actually of use to them? Spermicides and piano stools don't really do it for battered women, I wouldn't imagine.
You're very
judgmental. If you really want to help them, give them something useful.
You're very judgmental.
Judgmental?
Yes, you are.
It's coming from you. That's a classic.
Oh my goodness.
You're either doing this as a complete wind-up and you don't mean any of what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's my feeling.
The fact that there are people like you still out in this world
troubles
me
immensely. If you guys are for real on this.
Oh, Phil, so in other words, beating women is funny to you. You think that's a big joke? I don't.
Who says it's funny?
Well, you do. You think this is some kind of some. You know,
I think what the crap that's flying out of your mouth, I think you're either trying to make yourself seem something that you're not, because to think that you're actually meaning what you're saying doesn't give people much faith in humanity, does it?
Well, Karen, why don't you and Tony Blair go out and find some fun, okay?
Oh, God, you are like a child. You're 38 years old, and the comments you're coming out with are asinine.
And have you ever eaten a meat pie?
Educated. If you were educated, you'd come up with something better to say than that.
Yeah, really, absolutely. Some of these comebacks are a little stale.
They are, aren't they?
What do you mean, have you ever eaten a meat pie?
Anyway, that's all I have to say, because there's no getting through to people like you, sir.
All right. Well, listen, we're sorry that we won the Revolutionary War, but...
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God.
Karen, thank you very much.
But I do want to say I do want to say this. I've got a wonderful mauve purple cocktail dress for sale. Karen, have you ever eaten Bangers and Mash?
No, I'm vegetarian, if you know what one of those is.
Isn't Bangers vegetarian?
No, it's a sausage.
No, Bangers is pork.
It's puck?
Pork.
All right, thanks, Karen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Karen, thanks for John Lennon, but piss off.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Hendry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
In the preceding bit, the voice of Bobby Dooley was performed by me, Phil Hendry. The people that called in thought Bobby was a real person, and that's The Phil Hendry Show. It is radio theater. It's more than radio theater. It is radio revolution at its best. We do it every day here on this station between these hours. I are the host. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Don't forget the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendrieshow.com. And when you go to our website, go to our souvenir shop. You can get our Ted's Beverly Hills bowling shirt. You can get our Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. But more importantly, I'd like you to check out our Best of the Phil Hendry Show CDs, 1997 through 2001. About time for our 2002. That'll be coming out shortly. And the 2002 is going to be a sweet thing because it's going to be a double CD set. All the money goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. And no matter where you live in the country, homeless kids are in this city from all over the country. A lot of them can't go home because their parents don't want them there. So that's what my friend's place does, gives them another chance, and our money goes to that. All of the money goes to that. Only production cost. That's the only thing that doesn't go to my friend's place, the cost of pressing the CDs and the artwork, etc. So please visit our website, pick up a CD, get a Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt, get a backstage pass.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
An organization called Mothers Against Peer Pressure, formed by a Southern California housewife, has started up Mothers Against Peer Pressure, and it is an organization that claims to address one of the bigger dangers facing our kids, and that is the pressure from peers to do things that might be destructive or dangerous. Bobby and Steve Dooley join us from their home in Western Estates, California, and thank you for joining us this evening, Bobby.
Thank you, sir.
Can you tell us what your inspiration was for Mothers Against Peer Pressure?
Yes. First of all, Phil, I'd like to say that our organization was inspired by Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Students Against Drunk Driving. We know how organizations like Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Students Against Drunk Driving, we know how they feel. That's why we formed Mothers Against Peer Pressure. We don't want our children victimized as well. And recently, my husband and I were faced with that very thing. Our son was victimized by another child. He was forced into speeding. He had been ticketed. I'm still suffering from the shock of it. I never thought that we would be victimized this way.
Well, tell us what happened and how this case led to the forming of Mothers Against Peer Pressure.
My son, his name is Dylan. He's 16, and pardon me if I get emotional because he's my firstborn. My Dylan was following this friend of his, and I'm going to mention the boy's name, and I really don't care what the parents think. The boy's name is Greg Russell, and this Greg Russell kid was in a car ahead of Dylan. They were going up Western Estates Boulevard, and then this Greg kept going faster and faster, and my Dylan obviously is trying to keep up because of the peer pressure. So as Greg is going faster and faster, my Dylan is in his car, which is a Dodge Durango. Greg was driving. I think Greg was driving his father's Lexus. I forget. So he's going faster to keep up. The L.A. sheriff told us that Greg had reached speeds of over 80 miles an hour.
Well, now your son did as well, right?
Well, yes, he did, but he was only following this Russell kid. This wasn't done out of my son's own volition. He was forced to keep up, apparently, with this Russell kid because he's a real hot rodder. Okay, so...
So this Russell kid is going 80, and your son is trying to keep up with him, and he's doing 80.
Because of the peer pressure.
Okay.
So now this Russell kid makes a quick turn onto Bougainvillea, and my Dylan didn't have a chance. The police say that they have on video Dylan's Durango apparently became airborne, went over a park fence,
Good God.
Hit a picnic table. It gets better. Where, according to the police, there was a field trip picnic going on. And are you familiar with these children that are specially disadvantaged and retarded?
Yeah, well, they have field trips for them, yeah.
Well, apparently it hit a picnic table. I said to the officer, are you telling me that this school for disadvantaged would be so stupid as to have their picnic that close to the roadway?
Well, you said there was a fence separating the park from the road.
It doesn't matter. You saw what happened to my Dylan trying to keep up with this Russell kid who is the culprit here. Listen to me, you parents out there. You parents of kids. Oh, my God.
My wife's upset, Mr. Henry.
I can understand that.
You parents of kids that force other kids to do wrong, you will not corrupt our children. My Dylan's Durango apparently landed on a picnic table where disadvantaged children were eating because one of your kids, under peer pressure, made him do something he knew he shouldn't do.
And well, let me ask you, how are these kids... Your son's Durango leapt a fence, came down on a picnic table where disadvantaged kids were having a field trip?
Yes.
How are these children?
Oh, they're fine. In fact, if there was any good that came out of this, Dylan was telling me that actually was kind of funny to see the kids scatter. The car was coming. The kids didn't have a chance. And they saw a potato salad. One of the kids wound up laying in some Jell-O. So it was a little, you know, it was a little humorous considering what could have happened. So really what we're saying, mothers against peer pressure, we stand with mothers against drunk driving and students against drunk drivers in wanting to protect our children. Because my son was forced to do something that could have...
Well, it could have killed him. Can I say something?
Yes. There's a wheelchair. One of the disadvantaged children's wheelchair is shoved up the oil pan.
Your boy is still alive. He didn't die. Your kid's in the same category as a drunk driver. He is...
No, Phil, let me explain to you.
He is the instigator. He's not the victim.
Let me explain. It was the Russell boy who was the instigator.
Hold on. I want to give our phone number out, Ms. Dooley.
But you're being very unfair, and you're very, very ignorant, and you don't have the information. Mothers Against Peer Pressure is aligned with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Hold on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. If you'll listen to me...
No, but you got to read the brochure that we...
If you'll listen to me, Mothers Against Drunk Driving protects kids who are hit by drunk drivers. Your boy was going fast, you say, because he was a victim of peer pressure.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, he exerted the peer pressure, this Russell boy. He is the one we in Mothers Against Peer Pressure are against, the Russell boy. Ask the mothers out there, ask them, and they will agree with me. How dare you say that my boy Dylan... I am shaking. I am so angry to say that he is the instigator. He was the victim of another boy exerting peer pressure to the point where my boy went over 80 miles an hour through no fault of his own, leapt a curb, leapt a fence, the car was airborne, came down full on a picnic table, could have killed these cripples, as well as did serious damage to the car because, as I said, one of the children's wheelchairs was lodged in the drivetrain. Dylan got out of the car and
do I have you right when you say that it was one of the more humorous things that to see the kids scatter?
What are you driving at?
Well, I would think that it would be frightening to see if I was sitting in an airborne Durango as it sailed down on poor crippled kids scattering.
He said it was humorous. And my God, we should have some kind of comic relief from a boy who is a known hot rodder, leading my child into a high-speed chase on a city street where my boy...
Ms. Dooley, I want to say something. I want to say that I feel your pain. I know you're a mother. I am not trying in any way, shape, or form to discount the real fear that you feel.
Yes.
But...
Oh, but you don't understand...
No, but your son was racing in his car... And
no, Mr. Henry, you got to understand something. Peer pressure, look at the face of the...
Yes, Mr. Dooley.
Peer pressure is exerted on kids, and they don't know what...
Peer pressure, Phil, is exerted on our children. It is crippling them. It is causing them to do things. My boy is not at fault. The Russell boy is. He's out there racing up the road. My boy is chasing because he's a victim of peer pressure. You have to understand this. I'm a mother. You're not. You have to understand what peer pressure is. Peer pressure can kill your child as quickly as a drunk driver.
So that's why Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and the mothers out there know what I'm talking about. The mothers out there know. They know that peer pressure can kill their children. And so we love Mothers Against Drunk Drivers because they're just like us.
They're just like you.
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And your boy's Durango was airborne and came down on top of a table being eaten at by...
These crippled children.
By disadvantaged children. Here is Cheryl on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, I am a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What your child did at 16 was his own fault.
No, let me explain.
Not the child who was driving in front of him.
Let me explain.
He has a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
He is accountable.
Mm-hmm. No.
No one pushed his foot to that floor on the accelerator.
Mm-hmm. Let me explain.
You obviously were taught in.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously was caught right from wrong somewhere.
Yes, he was.
He made a conscious decision.
Do you see what we're saying here, Bobby?
No, let me explain something to both of you, what peer pressure is.
I know what pressure is.
My boy is a good boy. He's never done anything wrong. He has his own Dodge Durango. He was in trouble with the police once. And you know, you want to know what happened, Cheryl? It was a trumped-up date rape charge. They never proved a thing. He has been victimized time and again by sluts and now by this juvenile delinquent friend of his.
So do you not believe your son has the ability to make good decisions?
Absolutely, and he did make a good decision.
He made a good decision by getting behind that young man and driving at those rates of speed.
But he didn't want to.
He most certainly did.
He
was not.
Look at
he me. Made a conscious decision to speed to follow this child, and that was a poor decision that he needs to be held accountable for. I am fed up with parents making excuses for their children. They have to learn.
Amen.
They have to.
Amen.
This world has problems it has because we refuse to accept responsibility for our own actions.
Cheryl, I'd like to send you a brochure for Mothers Against Peer Pressure, and it might help you
thank
understand.
You.
It might
I am not interested in your group. You want to blame somebody other than yourself or your child.
But our kids are good kids.
Nobody's,
my kid's a good kid, too, but he makes bad choices at times.
You know,
I was a good kid. And
Dylan
made bad choices.
Dylan's made
and
a
I'm now 40 years old,
but,
and I have hopefully learned from those bad
But you
choices.
Have to understand there's a lot of sluts out there, and I'm not trying to say anything about anyone's child. There are sluts.
You most certainly are, lady.
Juvenile delinquents, and they lead my boy astray.
And
well,
your child made a poor choice.
Cheryl,
it's not their fault.
The reason,
it is his choice.
The reason why I wanted to send you a brochure is... Is it possible your children are instigators and you don't know? Because
I'm sure my son is.
You need to know the difference between the instigator and the victim. And
so right now,
victim.
Lady, listen to this.
Okay.
My son made poor choices.
It's the flux.
My son is now signing up for boot camp to the United States Navy because he realized he was the only person accountable and responsible.
And did he kill any children with his peer pressure, or is he fortunately...
Lady, my son was in juvenile detention because he made bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody forced him
to do what he did. Well, I'm glad
he
you got him off
made
the street.
The choice.
Yeah, but this lady is saying her son's taking responsibility. Why doesn't yours?
Because, you see, Phil, her son was an instigator. My son's a victim. And there's a very big difference. And in our brochure, you know, Cheryl, I don't want to judge you, but you sound like you were not a very strong mother.
I am a very strong mother. Why do you think my son is now going into the United States Navy?
Right. Well, maybe you need some help for not being home enough. Or
I was home enough.
Okay. Look, Cheryl,
you
I think you've made...
You don't know anything about me,
lady. Well, you sound not too strong. It's the sluts, Cheryl. It's the sluts and the juvenile delinquents.
No, it's not, lady.
It's the sluts.
It's
all right.
Accountability.
All right, Cheryl, good point. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, founder of Mothers Against Peer Pressure. Her son, she says, was forced into speeding at 80 miles an hour. His car became airborne. He could have killed a group of kids in a park. And is it her son's fault? No, it's the fault of this other boy who led her son on this wild chase. And so she formed Mothers Against Peer Pressure so that her kid won't be victimized again by what she calls sluts and juvenile delinquents who lead him astray. Welcome back, everybody, to the Phil Hendry Show's Bobby Dooley Marathon on this Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more of the disgusting adventures of Bobby and Steve Dooley right after this.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let me go to a quick phone call here with Bobby Dooley, founder of Mothers Against Peer Pressure. It's the peer pressure that forces kids into doing things that they shouldn't do. Melanie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. I would just like to make a quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
I am 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I dealt with peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I never fell into it. Your son could stand up to this peer pressure. If you do not blame him or you do not hold him responsible, what is going to make him a better person in the end?
I'm sorry?
I went to all the parties. All my friends drank. All my friends smoked. I never did. I had a good time with him. I never did it. I never had trouble with the law. But you are not holding yourself responsible makes me sick.
I'm sorry. You must have been mistaken for some slut who lets her daughter run around with everything hanging out and forces my boy into making a decision. Do I go ahead and go for it, or do I not?
Do you understand that son is not going to become a better person by you not holding him accountable for anything he does?
Of course I hold. You know, when he was young, we had washed and waxed the floor, and he came in and he spread Comet all over a brand new wash and waxed kitchen floor, and I tanned his rear end. So, yes, we hold him accountable. But he just hasn't done anything wrong since then. You see?
No, I don't understand at
all. Okay, what I'm saying is the last time he did anything wrong, he was 3. Now he's 17, and he still hasn't done anything wrong.
Wait a minute.
How has he not done anything wrong?
Because he's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Every mother thinks their children are the perfect children.
What is this date rape?
My son was enticed by this slut at a high school dance. She forced him into thinking the phrase that I guess every boy thinks one time or another, should I give it to this bitch or not? You know what I'm saying?
So your son, because he has hormones and he wanted to do something with this girl, makes her a slut? I don't understand that either.
Of course.
Because it's your son? What if it was someone else? What if it was
I don't know. What
someone
if
you didn't know?
You know what, Melanie? If my
date rape.
Well, Melanie, there's an old saying, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle. So we can't really engage in ifs. We only know what is. And I have a good boy. And the fact that his Durango came down on top of a table full of disadvantaged children isn't his fault.
No, it's the fault of Greg Russell, hot rodder and juvenile delinquent.
And what do you think this mother thinks of her daughter? She doesn't think her daughter's a slut.
Well, he went ahead and gave it to her. And then they say it's date rape? What's that mean?
He went ahead and gave it to her.
A joke.
A joke.
You're a total joke.
I'm a joke.
You are a total joke.
How do you figure that?
Because you don't hold your son responsible for anything.
I said.
I know many kids that never drink, never smoke. They have nice cars. They don't drive them fast just because their friend is driving fast.
Mm-hmm.
They make their own decisions.
Well, I don't know what world you live in.
He knows right from wrong, correct?
He gave it to this bitch 14 and a half.
Will you watch your language?
Different ways.
All right, thank you. Here's Lauren on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, first off, could we turn her down because this me trying to talk is
I'm listening to what people are saying.
Yeah, well, chill with it.
And well, you know something? You can't tell me what to do.
Well, first off, for
yeah,
how long
all right,
have people
turn,
been...
turn her down.
How long have people been daring other people to do other, you know, to do stuff?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, ever since I've been in school, I've been, you know,
who's that?
This and that, you know. It's the responsibility of the person to say, no, I ain't doing it. You know?
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
Well, Captain Peer Pressure Russell over there, whatever.
Greg Russell.
Yeah, there's your kid.
He's a piece of garbage.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
You know? No,
anyway,
really.
Your kid is behind the wheel.
Yes.
Somebody goes, ooh, dude, go fast,
yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
And it's a responsibility of your kid to say, you know what, no, I'm not
oh,
not
sure, and
it.
Be laughed at school and be called gay and everything else. No.
Hey.
No. No.
So
better than
words,
he'd be laughed at school and be alive. What if your boy was dead today?
Well, he's not going to be dead, Phil. He's a very good driver.
Very good driver?
Yes.
His Durango's airborne, and it came down on top of a picnic table.
Look, young man, this wasn't a game of truth or dare. This was peer pressure.
Oh, I see.
Lauren, hold on.
Columbine.
Lauren, hold on for a minute.
Columbine was peer pressure.
Yeah, right. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby Dooley, founder of Mothers Against Peer Pressure. Her son went 81 miles an hour and almost killed five people, but it wasn't his fault. It was peer pressure. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, let's go to Denise. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley of Mothers Against Peer Pressure.
I'm here.
Denise, go right ahead.
I'd like to, Mrs. Dooley, I would like to address you from one mother to another how sad I am that you are allowing your son to use this cop-out to not be a responsible person. Columbine was not peer pressure. Those children were teased and those children were ridiculed, but their parents should have had the strength to raise those children in a home where they had self-confidence and they could say no and not worry about whether
those
somebody
boys,
was going to call them a name.
Well, the Columbine boys, the Columbine
deal.
Boys were fine.
I am telling
they
you
just
this, your son is responsible for what he did.
Wait a minute.
Nobody else, because
Denise?
He has a mind of his own.
No.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me the Columbine kids were normal kids, but someone called them pizza face and they snapped?
Yes. I don't understand.
Please.
Oh.
You know what?
You know,
I got made fun
you know,
of growing up, and I didn't go into my school and shoot people.
My boy is a good boy, but
you know what?
Kid,
I am not saying your boy isn't a good boy, but he had a lapse in judgment.
And you know what they did?
And you should have been a good enough parent and a
they
strong enough parent to teach him to know that he can say no and not have to worry about what somebody else thinks.
Because
it doesn't matter
away.
What
I've
somebody
him,
else thinks.
I told him to stay away from this Russell boy.
What,
he's
he
not
did?
Allowed to go near him.
You should have done a better
and,
job.
Well, you know, we sat down
bottom
and we
line,
talked.
Bottom
done,
line is, your
done,
son is responsible for his actions, no one else. He was behind the wheel.
How do you
he's the one
that?
That stuck the keys in the ignition
how
and turned
figure,
it on,
how do you
and
figure,
he's the one that drove. Don't
how,
tell me, honey.
How do you figure that he's responsible, honey?
Why are you calling
he was
her honey?
Driving the vehicle. How do you figure he's not, honey?
Wait a second. Oh, so now you're going to call me honey?
Well, if you want to call me honey, I'm going to call you honey.
Oh, you know something? You're really pissing me off. And number
well,
one,
well, you know what?
Are you
I'm
a mother?
Sure you really
are
upset
you a mother?
The people whose children were sitting at that picnic table,
that
too.
That counselor who put those retarded kids on a highway to
whoa.
Have their cookie snack.
Whoa, you are rude. Calling
what?
These children a name like that? They have no
I...
control over what is the
I
matter
didn't
with
say
them.
That they did.
That
I'm
is something,
saying...
well, you don't call them a derogatory name like
well,
that.
You don't
the part... line is,
you
your
don't...
son was behind the wheel, your son stuck the key in the
well,
ignition.
How's that his fault?
Your son is responsible for his action.
How's that
are you
fault?
Telling me that somebody stuck their foot on his foot and pushed the gas down? That makes it not his fault?
Yes, Greg Russell exerted peer pressure. And these retards
was
that
his
were
exertion of peer pressure his foot on your son's foot?
Yes. Now the retards that were in the
car. His foot over on your son's foot.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me? That he stuck his foot across the center console and put his foot on your son's foot?
Spiritually and psychologically, yes.
Oh, please.
Look,
what are you? Who are you brainwashed
you
by?
You don't park a group of retards near a road and expect them not to be nailed by a flying Dodge Durango.
Well, what the hell was the Dodge Durango doing flying? Think about it.
Because Greg Russell forced him to go airborne.
How ignorant do you have to be to not realize that your son is responsible?
Don't you understand that your son was the one who, just as the lady said...
Phil, I won't be yelled at. I've been through enough.
Nobody's yelling at you. We're trying to knock some sense into your head.
And the police impounded the car, which is absolutely outrageous. Now he has to get
the bus. It was in a crime, woman. What do you think they were going to do?
Give it back to my boy. It wasn't his fault. Let the Russell boy's car be impounded. And my boy gets
the
car.
Let me ask you something.
My boy
when
got a job.
When his friends say, hey, this will be fun, let's go in and rob the store.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, shoot the guy in the head. Is that going to be not his fault, too? Because, they told him to do it?
It depends on the circumstance.
Oh,
if
no,
you
it
call
does
a kid,
not depend.
If you call a kid pizza face.
A lacking in parental experience and
knowledge. You know what?
And,
if you call a kid pizza face,
you could not raise your child to have enough self-esteem to say no.
No, that's exactly right. And what do you mean it was funny watching those poor retarded children scatter?
You know what? My son said it was humorous as the car was coming down. To see the kids trying to get away, they were in wheelchairs or something. I don't know.
Well, you know what? If that's not guilt, I don't know what it is.
What's guilt?
Guilt.
He said it was funny. Thank God the children. Thank God they weren't hurt. They were just scampering away on artificial legs or whatever.
Well, what if one of them would have fallen down? You are a sick woman.
How do you figure that?
You need to be committed.
One of them's missing, by the way. They don't know. That's why they impounded the car, because they think the child has somehow been wedged under the car. I don't know.
Well, my God, that's hilarious.
I mean, don't you think so?
No, she's being facetious.
What? You don't? Oh, you were joking.
I don't.
You don't think that's funny?
I'm talking about small children's lives, small children who depend on somebody else to take care of them. They have them out for an outing where they were supposed to have fun and be safe.
Okay.
And your son, because he is an idiot and can't say no, sticks his foot on the gas and airborne's his car and lands on their table, and you're trying to blame it on somebody else?
All right, then let me ask you this.
If you do not make your son take responsibility for his actions, he will never take responsibility for his actions, and he will continue to be a complete menace to society.
Let me ask you this. Who's going to pay for the crutches that were taken out of the wheel well? Yeah,
you
don't have an answer for that, do you?
You should.
I should? I wasn't the retard that was...
Will you not use that word anymore?
I'm calling you a retard because you're not using much common sense.
Your kid was the one that landed on the table. The crutches got jammed up into his wheel well. You pay for it.
Oh, my
Amen.
God. You've both gone insane.
No,
you've both
actually,
gone insane.
You just haven't realized it yet.
And get a new phone. You're going like... That's what it sounds like. It sounds ridiculous.
All right, look, thank you very much.
See, now you're laughing. Now you see how funny it is.
You're funny.
All right, look, Denise, thank you. Marge, go ahead. You're on a Phil Henry show. Margie.
Oh, here I am.
Go ahead, dear.
Well, first, I thought that this had to be made up.
Margie, are you on a handheld phone of some kind?
I'm actually on what I call my car phone, which is a phone in a parking lot.
Okay, dear, you're a little scratchy, but go ahead. We'll just jack you up. Go ahead.
All right.
Jack her up?
I mean,
we're going to turn her up.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I thought that this had to be made up because I have never heard anyone so ignorant, obnoxious, and ridiculous. And further, it's a good thing that she wasn't at my high school when I was 16 getting called fatso because, gosh, maybe if I'd had a gun, I could have shot her. But...
No, I'm talking about boys that are called pizza face.
Excuse me. I think it's very clear that you don't know how to listen because through every...
Well, can I ask you something? Are you still fatso?
Excuse me.
Are you still...
Excuse me.
Are you still a fatso?
Excuse me. You don't know how to listen. You have hawed your way through every single comment that every single person has made. You've not heard a thing that anyone said.
Are you?
And I'm certain that that's exactly how your son is cruising through life.
So in other words, you don't want to admit about your weight.
I refuse to talk while you're talking. If you want to jam for 5 minutes, go ahead.
I need for one of you guys to be quiet, and I would like Bobby to do that so Margie can talk.
Well, I just asked her if she's still large.
I'm not even going to go there because that's not what this call is about. Phil's got limited time, and I'm going to use it to say these following things. One, I think that it's so amazing, and this further makes me think that this is made up, that someone can sit in wherever you are and bandy about words such as slut and bitch and crippled and retards, and then
who?
Consider that that's comic relief. I think that's pretty amazing. Now, what you're suggesting...
My son thought it was funny when he saw the Crips running away.
Now, there it is. There's Crips.
I think...
You know, Marge, you said you were called Fatso as a kid.
Yes.
Did they call you Marge the Barge?
Oh, of course.
There you go. See? And it's funny.
It's not.
And it feels good.
Now, the person is suggesting it.
Yes.
In Michigan...
Mm-hmm.
Please stop talking while I'm talking.
You're just pissed because you have to buy 2 airline tickets.
Okay.
Anyway,
obviously...
can I finish this?
Do you own a gun?
Okay, you know what, Marge?
Michigan.
Do you own a gun? She's almost done. Look, both of your phones have kind of crapped out, so we need to... And she was going to start in about talking about the Michigan Wolverines or so. I don't know. All right. 1-800-449. Thank you very much, Ms. Dooley. Good luck with Mothers Against Peer Pressure. Pizza face. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, here are some Thanksgiving weekend family album snapshots from Bobby and Steve Dooley on The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this woman. She's talking about being inconvenienced about her box lunch because her little vacation got interrupted. But it wasn't all she was cracked up to be on her vacation. And then she keeps characterizing this sheriff, and it's, like, unbelievable. This is a human being that's doing her job.
No, I understand
because
that.
Because she couldn't bring her box lunch in there. Oh, big deal.
You know, I understand that, but the point I'm making is this.
What is your point, lady?
My point
this
is this.
This was a horrendous crime, and you are talking about being inconvenienced on your vacation.
I know. You're bringing up that box lunch.
No, I just want to say that I think
unreal.
There is a more... I can't
deal with this.
No, I think there's a more polite way that the San Diego sheriff can tell us that
well, what did she say?
I think your focus is out of order.
Do you know that avocado turns black after about 3 hours? All right. Now,
what
these sandwiches...
What is the crap?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking you about what is your reaction on a horrendous
horrific
crime.
This is a gothic horror story that came through in our community.
And
of
she's
this...
talking about avocados turning black in her lunch. I can't believe this. You know, and now you want to take a crime scene photo and show your kids?
Do you know that is history. That is history that our boys need to learn about.
What
history
is it that is in that crime photo that your children need to know?
Well, I'll tell you this, Barbara, that if they see that, they won't be going off with strangers and they will be a little bit more alert. And
that child was 7 years old and didn't have a fighting chance against a man that pulled her from her room and put her into a van. And I don't care if she was the most alert kid in the world. There was no way she was going to fight off this guy.
But so I don't disagree with you. I really don't. And Barbara, I'm sorry if I offended you. I'm simply saying that the city of San Diego, which is very reliant on tourism, manhandled me when I was trying to bring a lousy avocado sandwich into their courtroom.
I think your focus is out of order.
Listen, can I ask something? The reason why...
It's a trivial thing. You must be from California. I'm sorry. I live in the Midwest, and it's like I can't even relate to your complaint.
You know something? I'm not characterizing where you're from. I don't understand why you're characterizing where I'm from.
You come from Detroit. You must work on cars.
My brother.
I can't believe this. I want to say something.
The reason we brought those lunches is because the court commissary special... was a Frisco burger and chili cheese fries were both on diets. And
you don't bring food into a courtroom, especially during the verdict phase of a trial.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know that.
You couldn't buy popcorn at the theater.
I beg your pardon?
Unreal.
I thought I was brought on to talk about this trial.
All right, but that you brought up your box lunch.
5 times.
All right, can I talk about the trial?
Please.
I thought it was fascinating the way this man Westerfield, who is very good looking, was a murderer.
How is that relevant again?
How is this relevant? I just thought it was interesting that he turned out to be a murderer because he's so clean cut.
Really?
Did you think
all murderers were not clean cut?
Well, Barbara, how many have you been around? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of experience with that.
Well, that
Chop.
It's a ridiculous concept.
Gotcha. Okay, I got you on that
one. What did you get me?
Well, at least have the good sense to say that I got you, because you know I got you on that.
Chop.
How did you get me?
That's chop.
Because I said how many murders have you been around, and yet...
Are we on the playground?
I'm sorry?
What, are we on the playground now?
First of all, she makes fun that I'm from California. This is just, secondly, she was engaged in a conversation with the individual that is only concerned about the fact that she couldn't bring her boxed lunch into the courtroom.
You know what the problem is? You're jealous of the fact that I was there and you weren't. Now, the crime scene photos were amazing. The framing was great. The colors were brilliant. I thought it was well done. And I'm saying,
will you please show us some humanity and say, I was shocked by what was on that photo?
You bet I was. You bet. You can bet that I was shocked by that.
Yeah, that was a dead girl.
You bet.
Yes. What?
You bet. What? I don't even understand. Excuse me.
I was on Channel 25.
I can't do this.
I was on Channel 25 with Steve Gershwin.
I haven't seen blood so red.
All right, now what I'm going to do is...
about your next vacation and what thing you're going to try and show your kids next.
You know something? I was on Channel 25. Steve Gershwin, News at 10, interviewed me.
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
I'd like to speak to both of those people that are making fools out of themselves on the radio. Number one, they're not Christians because she wouldn't have been doing what she was doing. She's a disgrace.
What was
number
I doing?
Number two,
what
shut
I,
up.
What was
number
I
two,
doing?
You've been talking all night. Now, I've been waiting for
you can't tell
15
my
minutes
from
Marmot, and both of you, shut up.
Tell my wife to shut
up.
Shut up. I'll put my finger in your chest. Yeah.
The Lord strike you dead, the two of you.
You're not God.
Who do you think you're God?
You just keep quiet.
You're not God.
Shut up.
Let the lady talk.
You've been
okay.
talking all night. It's about time someone else gets a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You two fools are arrogant, you're proud, and you're not
Christians
because she wouldn't be doing what she was doing. And her husband is an idiot. It's a wonder the coach didn't knock his head off, because I would have if I was a man.
Wait, you can't.
Shut up.
I'm
You keep quiet. Now.
Look, you can't tell me what
you
to do.
You keep quiet.
No, I'm not gonna
you
I'm gonna tell you what to do.
Oh, okay, you got a wife that's
you see, this gets me.
You
got to
put your wife in her place.
I'll tell you what. Mo.
No, I'm getting hot listening to Steve tell you off.
Oh,
come
shut
on,
up.
Come on, will you?
You're sick, lady.
What is wrong
you're
with you?
You're a sex maniac.
I am not.
You're not a Christian.
I'm a sex maniac.
You're a fool, that's what you are.
You
can't right on the radio, making an ass out of
see
yourself.
But you see how Steve tell you off? It makes me hot.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut right up. In the name of Jesus, shut up.
In the name of who?
Jesus, shut your mouth.
You are not
Christians. You are fools. And I can call you fools because you're not my sister and brother.
How can you guys, two fools. How can you rub yourself on a bench?
Oh, shut up. You're sick.
She just told you to shut up,
that's
Bill.
Pornography, that's what it is. You're insane, the two of you. You shouldn't even be talking to someone as moral as Phil Hendry. I never listened to before. I was listening to the news, and you two make me sick to my stomach.
Well, then you heard about the You heard about the hot couch in Boston, didn't
you? Shut your mouth.
No.
You're a whore, that's what you are.
I'm going to go kick the crap out of you.
Oh, shut up. You couldn't kick the crap out of an ant. Now, you shut up.
What state are you?
Shut right up.
What state are you calling in?
Oh, shut up. There. The Lord will have his way, you two fools. Arrogant, proud. You think your money is going to help you when you go to hell? The devil's got you right by the throat, making a fool out of you on the radio. The two of you.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you watch pornography when you're off the radio. Listen to you, two fools. Yeah, two fools. Shut up. Hang up. Hang up. Nobody wants to hear your foolishness. There are Christians listening to this program, and their wives, their husbands don't want their wives listening to that fool. Throw up in your own face, you fool. Everybody's laughing at you. Couple of idiots. Well, the Lord will have his way. You're shutting up, aren't you? You don't know what to say, do you? Satan's got his hand right around your throat.
No, I'm having a cigarette.
If you died tonight, you too would be in hell for all eternity. People ought to be praying for you right now.
Well, when you went to school on the horse and buggy, I bet you liked the sound.
Oh, shut up.
All right. 1-800-45. I don't know where else we can go.
That pretty much tops it, Phil.
Thank you very much. Get out of here.